It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Do you feel like you need to make adjustments in your life or business, but you're not sure where to start? Today's Dalama Insights take a look at how you can reset and make a fresh start for your business in the new year. In the studio with me, I have Mukonki Mkongela from Insight Partners, the sponsors of the show, to help us look at today's topic, which is how to make a fresh start in 2020. Mukonki, welcome to the show.
Nicely, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We are talking about next year, how to make a fresh start in 2020. Mukonki, what is this fresh start concept all about?
So, fresh start is simply about new beginning again, starting afresh. If things haven't really worked out so well in a past year or in a period, and then you think about taking a fresh start, it's almost like you're resetting. You know, when I think about fresh start, I think about a computer. When a computer is having difficulties, you tend to reboot the computer, or even the TV. If it's having issues, you tend to reboot, switch it off and switch it on again. Right, the fresh start concept is a little bit similar. If you've been facing difficulties in the past year, a fresh start gives you an opportunity for you to actually start all over again, use your previous experience to take on the opportunities that present themselves in a coming year. And there are so many ways you can actually take a fresh start. For those who have careers or who are working, one way to look at a fresh start is actually, how are you feeling about your employment at the moment? Are you happy where you are? Do you think you need to make changes so that you can move forward next year? I know a number of people, and many of us are actually brought up to believe that the only option we have are white-collar jobs, those of us that, you know, love offices and air cons. Even though we are passionate about a certain skill, we could have a natural skill probably in carpentry, in plumbing, or you could have a natural skill in breeding. But because you want to, you know, have that prestige associated with white-collar jobs, you don't want to lose that job to take up a career that is fulfilling. I think one way you can look at a fresh start is actually considering trade-based skills, such as carpentry, bricklaying, welding, and so many others. As long as they fulfill you, I think that's one area you can actually take a fresh start. Another one is actually your business, and which is the main focus of today's program. How do you take a fresh start in terms of your business? Yes, the year has been hard, but there are opportunities that are going to present themselves in 2020. How do you reset your business so that you take a fresh start, you start afresh, and you leave out all the negativities where they belong, which is in the past? So the concept of a fresh start is simply that. Yeah.
Okay, and how do you know that you need to start afresh?
So there are different indicators that you can see that can help you determine whether you need to start afresh. One of them is actually when you are feeling stuck. You see, when you are running your business, there are times when you actually feel like business is not growing. You are at the same level. For years, you've been at the same level. Maybe, as I mentioned, your career is not making progress. You've been at the same level for years. You know, when you feel stuck, those are opportunities for you to start thinking about taking a fresh start. And I know what I'm presenting is quite hard to do, but that is the reason why we have this program anyway. To also face difficult issues such as, how do you reset if you're not happy where you are at the moment? If your business hasn't been doing well, it's stuck, you don't feel like you're moving forward, how can you actually take a look at the new year to start afresh? The other way you can know whether you need to make a fresh start is actually acknowledging that we all have weaknesses. We are not perfect, and we do tend to make quite a number of mistakes in our careers, in our businesses. But every moment, as long as you realize you have this challenge, you are imperfect, you are stuck, it gives you that opportunity for you to actually reset your life and start afresh. So those are some of the indicators that helps you understand when you can actually start afresh.
Konki, in what ways can a business person make a fresh start for their business?
So there are a number of ways, and I want to bring some of the comments we received from our Ndalama Insights Facebook page from our followers. One of the comments coming from Messi Mwitwa, she says, 2020, we have plans as a family to build and move into our own house by 31st December 2020. And one of the reasons I joined this group is to gain insights on how I can increase my sources of income to help me realize my dream of moving into my own house. So this is one way you can make a fresh start. So Mercy, who's a follower of the Ndalama Insights Radio program, one of their plans as a family is actually to build and move into a new house by December 2020, and also to increase their sources of income. The other one, which is William, he's got a comment here, and he's saying, it's everyone's dream to attain financial freedom. Come 2020, I would like to maximize the use of social networks so that I can grow my business networks. The other one is Chingoni. He says, 2020, building on plans to start a security company. So if you look at ways to make a fresh start, it all depends on what you want. It comes back to one word, Leslie, a word that I always mentioned on this program, planning. It's really about planning ahead and forgetting the challenges that you faced in a previous period or a previous year. And I just want to make it clear that fresh start concept is not about the beginning of the new year. It's not about making New Year's resolutions. You can actually have a fresh start anytime. Looking at 2020, it's just a beginning for you. You can reset anytime, January, February, March, as long as you realize you need to reset. And then some of the steps you can actually take to ensure you make a fresh start is to analyze your past failures. So in this, we're actually looking at whatever period, maybe 2019, what have been the challenges that you faced. Because doing so, when you analyze your past failures, it creates space for you to actually take on greater opportunities that present themselves in a coming year. And then the next thing you need to do is have a clear vision. When you've actually let go of your past and know what the new year or the new month or the new week is going to look like, you actually know you have a clear vision of what you're trying to achieve. And with a clear vision comes the chance for you to actually take advantage of opportunities that present themselves so that you can realize the goals or the mission that you're setting for yourself. Like we've heard from Mercy, she set a goal to increase income. Because she has that goal, she's going to realize the opportunities that will present themselves in 2020. So these are some of the ways you can actually make a fresh start. Leslie, I don't know about you. Maybe you have something also you're thinking of.
That's what I'm saying, 2020.
What's on your mind?
It is not done yet, and it's only 27 days to go. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
I can tell you what's on my mind to make a fresh start for 2020.
Oh, yeah.
So the format of the Ndalama Insights Radio program is going to change dramatically in 2020. We really want to make it a very engaging program next year. One of the things we've set up already is a quarterly meetup, and I'm very happy to say that we held our first quarterly meetup on the 1st of November 2019, and we intend to have this regular meetup with the followers and listeners of the Ndalama Insights Radio program next year. So every quarter, starting from March moving forward, we will be meeting with you, the dear listeners, whoever is listening. The first meetup we had, we actually had somebody traveling all the way from the Copper Belt. You can't believe it. And I know we've got so many followers in the Copper Belt. I have an idea why. And I love the people of the Copper Belt because I'm actually from there. So we want to meet up with the followers of the Ndalama Insights in person. This is really something that I want to do, and it's going to give a fresh start to the Ndalama Insights Radio program. And we are also going to, the topics we are going to be covering next year are going to be coming from the listeners. When we have the meetup, they will present the challenges and issues that they're facing in their businesses, and those are the issues we're going to focus on the show. And we're definitely going to find experts to appear on this program. So you're going to hear less of me. I'll be on the background, and more of the guests and the SMEs on the program. So quite exciting things for the Ndalama Insights Radio program.
Definitely are looking forward to it.
Yeah.
The next year is actually just around the corner. now, another question, though. What holds people back from taking a fresh start? You know, you find people do want to take a fresh start most times, but then it's like something is holding you back and you really can't figure out what it is.
One thing that holds people back, if you look at, for example, making a career change, it's a very big decision. And one thing is actually fear of the unknown, fear of, am I going to make it if I give up this job that I have, sitting in a very well-conditioned room, and then go start plumbing or welding or braiding hair, something I love, or even making dresses, something that I love. So you fear whether you're actually going to make it. And that is one major thing that holds people back from making a fresh start. And then the other thing is not finding fulfilling things that you can actually, if you do make a fresh start, you need to make sure you commit yourself to the new start. And it takes a lot of discipline. It requires you to put in a lot more effort. For example, if you make a career change, you say, okay, fine, 2020, I want to start my own business. That is going to require you to reset everything, your mind, because you no longer are working. Salary is not guaranteed. It means you have to put in more hours in ensuring that you earn that income. So this is what holds many people back from actually taking a fresh start. Yeah. But Leslie, I would also like to mention, in your business as an SME, there are so many areas you can actually also have in a fresh beginning. You will need to look at areas where you've been facing challenges this year. It could be to do with cash flow. You make money, yes, you are profitable, but you never have money in the bank. How do you make a fresh start and ensure that you understand how your money is made, what profit you are making, and so that you can save money so that your money can grow? That is one area you can make a fresh start. If you've been finding it hard to find the right people to support you, 2020, decide that I need to make sure I find the right people. You take your time, but make sure you find the right people to support you grow your business. So in business, there's so many areas you can look at in terms of making a fresh start. It goes back to the challenges that you're currently facing.
Okay. Now, as we conclude, any last words to the listener who wants to make a fresh start in 2020?
So to conclude, I just want to say you can create a fresh start anytime you choose to. It can be at the beginning of the year. January is the best period for you to actually reset your career, your business. You can do that at any time. It's going to be hard, but definitely something that you're going to find much more fulfilling. The beginning is always hard, but afterwards you realize you did make the right decision. So I encourage any listener out there to actually consider, look at your life and areas in which you can actually reset and take a fresh start in 2020.
All right, Konki, thank you very much for coming through to the show.
Thank you, Leslie.
I've been listening to the Dalama Insights radio show.
That was your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Dalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, Northwood in Lusaka.